It's Sean Paul. This one's called Like Glue, and Mbali Lishaba Nokwazi Mkhwananzi. They're both Like Glue in studio today. Hello, ladies. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
Lovely. Thank you very much for coming onto the show, gracing us with your presence, gracing us with good food that we can have some with some coffee or with some tea. Baker's Grace.
Yes.
How did that come about? I think I'll start with you, Mbali.
Baker's Grace is basically a business that we started this year.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have a catering business on the side.
Right.
We have.
Yeah.
So I think, Mina, I started noticing that my sister over here, Wazi, has really good talent when it comes to baking. When I had a catering that I had to do that had included a breakfast, so for breakfast they needed muffins,
scones. You.
And usually I used to buy that.
Yeah.
And then I tried her out once and I saw that she really does have the skill, and I decided that we'll do a branch basically of the catering business and open a bakery.
Mm-hmm. Right. So Nokwazi, you have the skill of baking.
Yeah.
I really want us to touch on skill, and maybe I'll speak to the both of you, because I think we underestimate how much money we can make from having a skill,
yeah,
a God-given talent.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to you to be able to recognize, one, that you can make money from a passion that you have?
I mean, it means a lot, honestly. I mean, the fact that you work, but you don't feel like you're working,
yeah,
you know? And when I started, honestly, I was at the lowest point of my life.
Mm.
A lot was happening in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I started finding peace in the kitchen. You know, the kitchen became a peaceful place for me. And as she's saying, people started, you know, coming with the idea of, why can't you just make money from this thing?
Mm.
Because it seems like you're enjoying it, you love it. And yeah, it feels so good, because even when you're down, you're not okay, and the minute you get an order, it's not even about the money, it's about how it makes you feel.
True.
Yeah.
What would you guys say has been the most rewarding part of turning your passion into a business?
I think for the most is that it kind of pulled her out of like a dark place, probably I would say depression.
Yeah.
She wasn't herself. She was at her lowest, as I explained already.
Mm.
And for me, I really felt like if she did something she loved and also got money from it, she would be okay.
Yeah.
Gabo, as we're speaking now, it's been 2 months, 3 months since I started seeing Buti. She's becoming herself more and more and more, Magafaga, her efforts into the business. And she's very creative, so, you know.
Let's speak about that creativity and some of the recipes. Mbali told me you've got your own recipes that some of us might not know about. Tell us about that creativity.
Honestly, TikTok plays a huge role.
We love to, you know, TikTok.
TikTok.
TikTok has become a university.
Yes. So it's just the thing of, okay, firstly, I can just say that God really blessed my hands. It's like everything that I touch turns out perfect.
Amen.
So, but also, it also comes with passion, as I've said. So when you have, when you are passionate about something, so you're gonna put effort when it comes to learning. As I'm saying, that TikTok also plays a huge role. So I spend a lot of time on TikTok, finding recipes and, you know, investing also, because you can't just find a recipe and then don't do the work and don't practice. So you also have to do the work. So it's just recipes that I find on TikTok, and sometimes, you know, I have to change there and there so that it comes out the way I want. And actually today I even had a challenge when I was baking these. I didn't have bicarbonate of soda. So I was just shaking, actually, because I was like, damn,
how am I going to do this today
without this one ingredient? Because it's that one ingredient that I feel like it plays a huge role when you're baking. But I don't know what happened. You can also tell they taste so good. They came out so perfect. So I think you just become creative when you're just in the kitchen and you're passionate about it and you're doing it from the heart.
I love that.
Yeah.
Baker's Grace is still a baby.
Yes.
Yeah. It's very, very new.
Yeah.
What are your dreams and goals for it as you continue growing your brand?
Dreams and goals, right?
Yeah.
As I said, I haven't said that yet, but we are looking into opening a bakery that will be serving pastries. We want to serve pizza as well because she can make pizza. We want to
love pizza.
We want to serve just basically croissants. She also can make croissants. Imagine. Bubot has nothing on her. But again.
Clock it. Cinema rolls.
Clock it.
Yes. So we are looking into opening a bakery and, you know, officially trade and get employees and, you know, Mklape at some point events can hire us to, you know, make cakes and yes. We're just looking into expanding and having a fully functional bakery.
We love that. Guys, thank you so much for coming on to the show. Princess is going to taste some of this on air. She said she's never tasted it.
Yeah.
Don't know if I believe her, but it's fine. thank you guys very much for coming on to the show. We wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Baker's Grace is still a baby.
Yes.
So it's going to take some time for it to really kick off. But I hope you guys don't give up, because so many times do we give up about 6 months into a business because, nobody knows about it and nobody's buying.
Oh, no.
So
giving
I really,
up is not our thing, hey?
That is the spirit.
Yes.
That's what we love to hear. I think there's a lot of people listening, young girls, who might be inspired from your story. So thank you for coming.
Thank you so much.
Princess.
Yeah.
Royalty. Very funny. Yes. I was actually watching on Showmax. What is this? The Real Housewives, the franchise where they went to Rio.
Ultimate Girls Trip.
Yes, Ultimate Girls Trip. And there is a lady there called Princess. And she says, you know, I'm from royalty. And there was a lady there who said, you know, she really likes Princess because she treats herself as though she is from royalty.
Ooh,
and I just thought of the coolest producer in the world. I said, oh, that is so Princess.
I mean, if it saw me, I think... It's fair to say that you'll treat me like royalty as well. Let me go home with this box of goodies.
Princess, taste the cookies.
Alrighty. First, I love this one. What is this one?
That is a chocolate muffin.
A hint of hazelnuts.
That.
Like
all right.
That.
Soft.
Yeah.
I like the crunchiness.
Yeah.
Yes. Tastes amazing.
Right?
It smells good too.
Look, the moans should tell you
that she's having a good time. She's having a good time. All right. Taste something else.
I think this is blueberry, right?
Oh, I love blueberries.
With lemon. My goodness. We only hear of these things on Food Network.
Yeah.
And now we get to taste it.
They said it's better than Woolies.
Yes. So much better.
All right. Maybe they'll change the recipe like they changed the bags.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one.
It's a blueberry muffin with lemon curd. Mmm. Oh, this is fresh.
Fresh?
I like the kick of the lemon curd.
Right?
Mmm. It's amazing.
So out of 10, what are we giving this?
A solid 8.5.
A solid 8.5.
Out of 10.
But I would say wait until you taste the scones.
Ooh, okay.
The scones.
Because that's where the party is.
Okay.
I like that.
We love a girl that's very confident in herself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're nice and big. We love
this
that.
Is fresh. Oh, it looks good.
Smells good.
I'm taking all of them. I'm sorry.
And that is a no. But thank you guys very much for coming onto the show. 8.5 out of 10 is really good. We wish you guys all the very, very best at Rise FM 943 to see all of this goodness. Thank you, girls. Thank you very much.
By the way, today's my birthday.
Shy. She was so sketched out. I don't want to do it. I want to go on air. And now she's telling everybody it's her birthday.
It's my birthday, girl.
Happy birthday, girl.
today.
Okay, clock it. Happy birthday. We hope you so have much. A wonderful, wonderful birthday. But about birthday of December. Batong. But have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. May your new year come with so much goodness, so much favor, and so much money. Because money makes a girl happy.
Yes.
That's Rise FM.